crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You are listening to GCN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And certainly I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour they're going to be the views of Jim Tucker, who actually spent a lifetime as a reporter and working on newspapers until he and never had heard of this group called the Bilderbergers until he went to work for the American Free Press some years ago. It was called the Spotlight at that time, and now it's called the American Free Press, and was assigned the job of tracking down the Bilderbergers, and he's done a wonderful job of it through the years. Jim, how long have you been actually following the Bilderbergers and what they're doing?
30 years now.
About 30 years, so you've been at it for a good long while.
It's been a lot of fun.
I bet it has. Well, of course, the Bilderbergers meet every year. They're the elite that has an important part in ruling the West here. And of course, they control the media. So, you know, you never hear about them unless you read the articles in the American Free Press or hear the radio. Of course, we've got a lot of great information on the Bilderbergers. But right now we want to hear what Jim Tucker has to say because he's on the front lines of the battle. So what happened at this last meeting? Where was it and what happened?
Well, it was in Chantilly, Virginia, again, to my surprise, which is very close to Dulles Airport, situated in Virginia, but a suburb of Washington, Fairfax County. Second time they've met there, and this year there's good news. They decided to put a cap on the price of oil.
Right, they did, huh?
Yes. Now, they're the same turkeys who 5 years ago said when oil costs $40 a barrel, they won't kick it up to $140 to $150 a gallon, which they did with their power. But then, this year, a European speaker said that we're reaching a point of diminishing returns. The United States is our biggest market for oil. And Joe Sixpack is not going to trade in his small car or an SUV tomorrow. He's not going to get off the train, off the bus, or stop carpooling overnight. Which you point to diminish your returns. They did not want to see gasoline prices go to $5 a gallon, cause Americans to stop using gasoline even more. So since then, with their awesome power, we've seen the price of oil go down from more than $140 a gallon $136, about a $20 drop, and it's probably going to go down some more.
Actually, it was about $125, $127 yesterday, so they're really pushing it down. And the thing is that they have the ability to do that. We hear about supply and demand. It has nothing to do with anything. They are the ones who determine what's going to happen. Would you agree?
Certainly. Within a week after their meeting, we had the Saudi Arabians saying that we're going to reduce the price of oil because it's too much of a hardship. We had the Chinese say we're going to use less. And the newspaper is not right in front of me, but there are several key oil countries who said, we're going to reduce the price. It's too much of a hardship on people.
Wasn't that nice of them? Well, of course, I would think they want to make all the money they can, but obviously they're just following the orders. Now, what was the date of this meeting of the Bilderbergers you're speaking of?
See, it was in this past June.
In June, huh?
Yeah, mid-June. And so they met at Chantilly.
Right.
And for the second time, well, now I'm looking at...
Hold that thought right there. We're going to be back in just a moment here.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash. Are you ready?
I, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I do hereby indict you, Dr. Peter Duesberg, for the deaths of millions of people worldwide through your role in the creation of AIDS.
Dr. Peter Duesberg, are you a mass murderer?
I'm afraid I'm not quite that powerful. I think Dr. Horowitz must have seen Dr. Strangelove once too many times. The retroviruses are the most harmless viruses that we know.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash, Are You Ready? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the most controversial program on the Genesis Communications Network. Find out why. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney. Mr. Tucker's talked about how the Bilderbergers actually had said the price of oil was going to come down, and the price of oil started to come down. And then, of course, there seemed to be a division between the European Bilderbergers and the American Bilderbergers, the Madeleine Albright and Chris Condoleezza Rice, and apparently the Secretary of Defense was there as well. And the elitists, of course, they were discussing the war in Iraq, and apparently the Europeans aren't too happy with it. How, Jim, did they talk about Iran? How do they feel about the possibility of an American or Israeli attack on Iran? Did they bring that out at all? Jim Tucker, are you there? Well, I hope we haven't lost Jim Tucker, because I think it's so important that you hear what he has to say. Jim, are you there? Well, I'm going to have my producer call him back, so I'll release the lines, and then, of course, you can go ahead, and we'll be back in just a moment, hopefully with Jim Tucker. But I think it's so important that people understand that these organizations exist. There's one in Europe, primarily Europe, it's called the Club of Rome. And then, of course, there's a here in the United States, the organization that really runs the United States from behind the scenes, is the Council on Foreign Relations. It's a front for a secret society that was created back in 1921 by a group known as the Roundtable, which was a front for the Association of Helpers, which was a front for the secret society Cecil Rhodes created in 1891. And if you want to read about it, you could. We carry the long-suppressed book by Bill Clinton's mentor entitled Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, where he goes into the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations on pages 951 and 952, points out that the CFR is a front for a secret society called the Round Table. And, of course, Professor Quigley had the opportunity of going through the secrets of files of the Roundtable. Remember, Professor Quigley is today acknowledged by some of the leading historians, people like Samuel Huntington, who claims that Professor Quigley was the greatest historian of the last century, and I really think he was. He was a liberal. He taught at Princeton and Harvard before he went to Georgetown University. But he spent years researching the secret society, and of course he wrote several books about it that were thoroughly suppressed, and we're just fortunate that we can offer the book to you and an interview with Professor Quigley where he tells how his book was suppressed, and those things are available through Radio Liberty. Well, of course, the Bilderbergers were actually organized in 1954, and of course, they have been meeting every year since then, so that's a period of 54 years. David Rockefeller was at the first meeting, and he was at the last meeting as well. And of course, David Rockefeller was one of those men who works behind the scenes running the world. Jim, thanks very much. I'm sorry we got cut off there.
Well, we're back together again.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, was there any talk at all about a military action against Iran? Did they say anything at all about that, you know?
Yes, there was some discussion, and the Americans, as in Defense Secretary and White House boys, were explaining how Iran is such a big, fat nuclear threat. And again, the Europeans did not check out on that. For so many years, Bilderberg spoke with one voice. It was not until President Bush, the current President Bush, invaded Iraq and Afghanistan first in Iraq, that there was any division at all. They celebrated President Clinton's invasion of Kosovo. They celebrated the first Gulf War in 1991 under President Bush the Elder. But for some reason, there's a big division on the invasion of Iraq, Afghanistan, and the potential strikes against Iran, which the Israelis very much want to do. The Israelis want the President, which he's done, to promise support if they strike Iran. So on the other hand, Iran has some a strong defense capability, and they could nuke Israel back. And that's causing a lot of furrowed eyebrows in Washington, because Israel geographically is a small state, even though it's, even when you include the conquered territories. So this is a very touchy thing. There's a grave danger that Israel will strike Iran. Iran will respond with nuclear weapons of its own. And the United States will get itself involved in supporting Israel's invasion of Iran.
Well, of course, do you really believe that Iran does have access to nuclear weapons at the present time?
There is no proof. Their argument is that Iran is saying that we're using nuclear energy only to generate electricity. Now, what so many Americans do not know because it's not reported in the United States, that Israel's had nuclear weapons since at least 1962, and this is according to the late George Ball, who was Undersecretary of Defense under President Kennedy, and after Kennedy's assassination under President Johnson. And he wrote that in the Bilderberg-controlled Washington Post as a commentary years and years ago. He's been dead for several years now. In fact, he's an international lawyer. He used to own a piece of the newspaper I worked for in the 50s. At that time, I'd never heard of Bilderberg.
Well, most reporters haven't heard of the Bilderbergers, and they really don't understand about this clique that runs the world.
Well, that's true. I spent 20 happy years with daily newspapers, big ones, small ones. I was of small dailies like the Tipton, Georgia Gazette in early 60s, Martinsville Bulletin. I was also the night editor of the Washington Daily News, assistant news editor of the Akron, Ohio Beacon Journal. Spent happy couple of years on the copy desk of the Richmond Times Dispatch. I'd never heard of Bilderberg. So when I was first hired at Liberty Lobby to get pregnant and create Spotlight, Willis Carter, the founder of Liberty Lobby, asked me what I thought about Bilderberg. And I said, are you talking about Limburger cheese? And he told me a little bit about this. I said, that's not possible. I spent 20 years with big papers and small papers, with the AP and UPI, the Reuters, Wires, roaring in my ear. Such a group cannot exist without me knowing about it. So he said, what do you think about it? Give me a big file. And what really convinced me was stories by the two columns written by the late and great Westbrook Pegler, long dead now. But in 1957, he wrote two lengthy columns. He did not know they called themselves Bilderberg. He got a tip from a reader saying there's something very interesting going on at Jekyll Island off of Georgia. They've sealed the place off. There's all these important world leaders gathering. Not a thing in the newspapers. Old Westbrook Pegler rolled down, not like Jack Anderson, the other kids who will hear somebody call them on the phone and rush in the print. He took his binoculars, got up on a big hill, and being a world traveler, he could positively identify the world leaders who were gathering there. And he mentioned a lot of their names, all those he could identify, which were a large number, and raised the question, why are they meeting, having this secret meeting, pretending they don't exist, because he, of course, made calls and inquired, denying their very existence.
And, of course, they always meet in secret, and they always have the military and the police and the militia there to guide them. And, of course, they always suppress any information and mention of the fact they've even had their meeting. Although, of course, in Europe, you find out about it. But the American people are not to be allowed.
Well, the European newspapers give it heavy attention.
Right.
And that's because of the Spotlight readers. It goes back to about 1980-something, Helsinki, I still remember. That year, we found out so early that we did an advance story in the Bilderberg meeting. In the Spotlight, and our circulation is not exactly ankle deep in Europe because it costs so much to subscribe when you have to fly it. The postage costs are so high, so they tend to, one subscriber will share it with 20 others. Maybe they pool their money for that matter. But we got letters from readers saying, should we alert the local broadcasters, the local newspapers? And the answer was yes. I asked myself, why not think about this years ago? So now, when we find out where they're meeting, wherever it might be, we'll send a letter to all of our readers within, say, 200-mile radius of the meeting and ask them to alert their local television, radio, and newspapers about the meeting. And in Europe, they have a big, heavy turnout. And in Chantilly this past year, there's also heavy media turnout, but it's all small dailies and small broadcasters. I was spent all day in interviews because which helped force the Bilderbergs into putting their version of the list out, which of course was incomplete, as I mentioned, on the internet, because to be so embarrassed, they knew that small dailies and independent radio and TV stations around the country were going to be reporting. The networks would not, because they're captives. The major dailies would not, because they're also captives.
Well, of course, one of the things we've been told is because the Barack Hussein Obama was going to be there. Was he? Do we have any way of knowing whether he was there or not?
I suspect that he was, but we're not 100% sure, so I simply wrote about our speculation. He was at some affair at Dulles Airport, which is only a few miles, it said, from the...
That's all. We'll be right back.
Right.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Right back here in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Jim Tucker was simply talking about some of the people who attended the meeting, and of course you want to get the list. Why, of course, it's you can find it on the internet. If you can't find it, why, we'll get it for you. But people, Tom Foley was there, Daschle, former the majority leader in the United States Senate, although he lost that position. But a lot of key people are there, along with the people who run the oil companies, the people who run the banks, the people who run America, and the people who run Europe. Because about 150 people, 140 or 50 people go to the meeting, Jim? Jim? Jim, are you there? Well, we hope Jim's going to be back here in just a moment. Jim, are you there? Well, Sydney, there are websites. You go up on the internet. Of course, there's a website there. We actually have a couple of books on the Bilderbergers. One is written by Jim Tucker, our guest today. It's called Bilderberger Diary. We have another one by Daniel Estulin, going into the Bilderbergers. And, of course, this is the first time we've really had good books available, really since Phyllis Schlafly in 1964 wrote a book called A Choice, Not an Echo. And basically, we have all three of those books available. Jim Tucker, are you back with us? Well, we hope we haven't lost him again. Anyway, we'll wait in just a moment here. We actually have a four-tape set on the Bilderbergers. Nothing quite like it out there. And we have an excellent DVD, not one that I did. It was done by our good friend Alex Jones. It's called Endgame. And it not only talks about the Bilderbergers, it talks about their program of mass genocide. They call it population control, but it's really all about eugenics and about mass genocide. And so if you want to really learn about the Bilderbergers and this little group that is one of the groups, is not the only group that rules the world, certainly other people within Masonry, within the Rosicrucians, within the Theosophists, within the communist movement in Russia, certainly within the socialist and humanist movement here in the United States, within the great tax exempt foundations, really coordinated largely in the United States through the Council on Foreign Relations, which is our invisible government. But the leaders of CFR interlock with the Bilderbergers, who interlock with the Club of Rome. Jim, are you there? Jim Tucker, are you there? Well, we hear some voices, the sounds in the background. Jim Tucker, are you there? Jim? Well, we hope that we're going to have him back in just a moment. We'll wait another moment or two, and then we'll disconnect and call him back again. Jim Tucker, are you there? Well, I'm sorry. We seem to be having a little difficulty getting a hold of Jim. But anyway, of course, the information is there. There is an elite that rules the world. I wrote a book about them all called The Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, the common denominator behind all of these groups is they want a world government. They want to destroy the sovereignty of the nations of Europe, and they want to destroy the sovereignty of the nations of North America and of South America and of Africa, because they hate sovereignty of nations. They really want to control everything. They believe that they have been ordained by their God to rule the world. And you know what's really so amazing is this idea has been around for 5,000 years, since Nimrod tried to establish this in Babylon. And, of course, eventually, of course, God intervened and caused people to speak different languages and created this idea of nations. But now, for the first time in history, there really is the possibility of creating a world government under the control of a ruling elite, and the Bilderbergers are in part and part of that.
We're connected again.
All right, fine. My goodness, we're just...
Something's wrong with the phones now. Sometimes... your voice disappears completely.
I'm sorry, I don't... anyway...
I'm sorry, it's the phone company.
Should we call you back? Would that be better? Do you think it's about as good as we're going to get?
Do you want to try that? I'll just hang up and you call back.
All right, fine. Well, we'll get our producer to call you back once again.
Okay, I'll hang up and you call back.
All right, fine. Hope we can get a better line here. But our telephone number and my producer, hopefully, will call Mr. Tucker back and we'll... be able to do better when we get him back. But I think it's so vitally important that people understand that there really are powerful people out there. Why, they even can, I'm sure, have their agents working within the phone companies. Is this a coincidence? We have no way of knowing. And certainly you couldn't be very well reported to the government because the government is subservient to these people. It doesn't matter when they have the Democrats or Republicans in. They control both political parties, and they control McCain as a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Barack Hussein Obama is surrounded by members of the Council on Foreign Relations, and of course they made mockery out of the democratic process. Jimmy, you're back there?
Yes, we're back again.
Oh, you sound a lot better. Okay, fine. Well, of course, our guest is James Tucker, Jim Tucker, who worked for the American Free Press, and a fascinating source of information on the secret Bilderberger meeting that was held in June of this year that you probably didn't read about, or certainly the meetings that are held every year. And Jim tracks them down. He has some important connections that give him an advantage to tell us what's really going on. We'll be back in just a moment.
Very good.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now, to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hold that thought, we'll be back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Jim Tucker is simply talking about the fact that, you know, in Canada and in Europe, why, of course, these stories about the Bilderberger meetings are front page. Here in the United States, totally blacked out by the people who control the American people and ultimately then control what the American people think and believe. And, of course, photographers are there from European papers. They're taking pictures of all the guards. And do they have the military presence as well as guards? Jim,
pardon?
Do they have a military presence? Are there some people from the military or the FBI Secret Service? Or who are the people who are really guarding this to keep the keep undesirable people like you from getting information?
It always works this way.
Bilderberg will reimburse the local cities and counties, in this case the state police and Fairfax County Police, for the initial protection. They do reimburse the county for the cost of all that overtime. And then they have their own, there are Secret Service and FBI types there. They have their own private heavy security surrounding the building, so it goes very deep. In Europe, quite often the military is also deployed. We don't have a national army in the sense of as in local police, but in Germany, for example, they have the army, the national army deployed as well as the local cops. So the security is very extremely intense.
Well, now, how are you able to get information out of these meetings?
Well, over the years, there's been many different ways. I've called through drain pipes, talking to some of the...
Aren't you getting a little old for calling through drain pipes? You can't be too much younger than I am.
Well, I'm only a 73-year-old kid.
I see, okay.
I'm a frisky pup. But I remember one year... one trick is to find out where the local staff goes to celebrate getting off duty. I'm talking about bartenders, waitresses, waiters, that type. And one time, I found the gardeners in their tan jumpsuits came in to throw down a few beers and celebrate getting out of the heat. And we started talking, and they thought this would be a lot of fun. They gave me a brown jumpsuit, and I was running around the Bilderberg grounds, raking leaves, picking up papers that went in my pocket instead of the trash can in some cases. And I've found over the years, the Internet's helped a lot now because we get more help from the higher level at the Bilderberg targets. But before the age of the Internet, I would find that to get there, say, on a Monday evening and go into the target hotel they're going to seal down, typically on a Wednesday morning at high noon, and all the other guests have known that they have to leave. They start setting up the palace guard. On day one, everybody's very reticent. I'll say, just say, there must be something very important happening here. I tried to reserve rooms here, for the whole week. I was told I had to be out at high noon on Wednesday for a private meeting. And by Tuesday and Wednesday, the staff is getting quite interested. And then they agreed to meet with me at whatever their local watering hole might be. And then they're coached to don't throw it in the trash can, bring it with you. And be my eyes and ears and tell me everything. I remember in one case, this one young girl, she was a waitress, I think, said, well, I don't really have anything to offer. I wish I could help, but I've just got silly stuff. Tell me what the silly stuff is. And that was that Henry Kissinger did not have, David Rockefeller did not have exactly the right kind of wine. Kissinger was happy with his vodka, but Rockefeller didn't have exactly the right kind of wine. So, limousines rushed back to the airport. A private plane flies back to New York, and they got the right kind of wine. Could you imagine?
Well, these are the elite, and of course they expect things to be done properly for them. Now, are the Rothschilds ordinarily there as well as the Rockefellers?
Oh yes. Edmund Rothschild and Evelyn, years ago I thought he must be a girl, but his name was Evelyn. He was a boy, old boy, dead now. The Rothschilds are still represented by a family member whose last name is not Rothschild. this Rothschild Corporation, or whatever they call that company, the biggest in Europe and England. They've been there since the dawn of Bilderberg, and they're still there.
And the same is really true of David Rockefeller. He was there at the first meeting 54 years ago, wasn't he?
Yes, and he was back at this last meeting. The Trilateral Commission, their brother group, met in Washington about 3 weeks before Bilderberg. Excuse me. Old David Rockefeller, in his 90s, I think he's in a wheelchair now, was following this wheelchair until it got to the elevator taking the Trilateral kids down to the seal-off area. I could not get in front of him. But the back of his head, I think it was Rockefeller. See, he's about 96 years old. I think it was David Rockefeller in the wheelchair. I'm not 100%.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, of course, these people are, you know, certainly have been coming on a regular basis. They are part of the elite who rule the world. And, of course, David Rockefeller is getting to be quite old. He's the last of the remaining of five Rockefeller brothers, but one of the most powerful men in the world today. And certainly the same thing would be true of the Rothschilds, but they have their other people in line just waiting to, of course, take over when they're no longer here. But the dreams that they have, the dream of enslaving the whole world under the control of a ruling elite will continue until it's either exposed and defeated or, of course, until they succeed. But behind them, I believe, are powerful spirits or forces that energize this whole movement towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, and, of course, the New World Leader. Well, Jim, you know, as you go there, of course, are any of the Bilderbergers ever willing to talk to you or give you any information?
Not willingly. Sometimes you can trick them.
All right.
For instance, I went to a cocktail party in Washington, knowing that Henry Kissinger would be there. I walk up to Kissinger and say, Dr. Kissinger, the Bilderberg meeting, I'd made solid mental notes. I named exactly where the Bilderberg met, the name of their resort, the name of the town, and the dates of the meeting. This old white-haired European said to you, and this and what was your response? And that's what I learned is German accent is affectation. He says, his first response was, that was a private meeting. He calls it, that was a private meeting. He's been in this country since he was 14 years old. He did serve honorably as a corporal in World War II. His brother, whom I've never met, who knew him, say his brother doesn't have a German accent. Also, he's a pompous ass. He has a PhD in economics, as does David Rockefeller. But David Rockefeller is still Mr. Rockefeller, but he's always Dr. Kissinger.
I see. Well, certainly, of course, he has always been an agent of the Rockefellers, just like, you know, of course, Zbigniew Brzezinski. They're, of course, subservient to this power elite, but that is why, of course, they have the positions of power and the wealth that they've accumulated. They play the game.
Yes, actually, Kissinger is Rockefeller's valet.
Right. And, of course, Kissinger and Associates, one of the most powerful organizations, you know, in the world. And of course, when they wanted, of course, to have the 9/11 Commission to investigate who was responsible for what happened on that tragic day when 3,000 Americans died, who did George Bush pick but Henry Kissinger to head that? Well, of course, the wives of the people who died there were very unhappy because, in fact, they went to see Kissinger and said, we would like to know, have a list of all of the people who are your clients who would have any connection to the Arab nations. And the next day, Henry Kissinger withdrew because, of course, he is deeply involved with the Saudis who are funding the whole world terrorist movement. In fact, 15 of the 19 terrorists who supposedly attacked our country came from Saudi Arabia, and that Henry Kissinger has such close ties to. Well, Sidney, through the years, what are the things that the Bilderbergers have talked about? You mentioned this year, they mentioned the price of oil was coming down, and it has. You mentioned that they, certainly the Europeans, opposed the Israeli attack on Iran, although a lot of the Americans are in favor of it, aren't they?
Yes, well, over the years, they've proven their strength very much. I remember years ago when I did an advanced story on the downfall of Maggie Thatcher as Prime Minister of London, of Britain. She attended one Bilderberg meeting, had nothing to say, didn't like it, and Bilderberg decided they needed to dump her, and so she was replaced by a trapeze artist, John Major, from her own party. A year or so later, I had the opportunity to talk briefly with Lady Thatcher, and asked her reaction to the Bilderberg shooting her down. And she said she considered it a tribute. She used the word tribute to be denounced by Bilderberg. And she expressed outrage at any head of state who would surrender any national sovereignty to the national organization. And she did not want to dump the pound in favor of the euro, like the dollar is the symbol of our nation, the pound is the symbol of the United Kingdom.
And so they basically decided they were going to get rid of Maggie Thatcher, and they did. And of course, I'm sure they can replace them.
Right away, I did an advance on the end of the Cold War with information out of Bilderberg. At that time, we still thought we had we still had a Cold War, but it came to pass. So, bound stories have been confirmed over the years, as the old story was this year. It also confirms that Bilderberg has this awesome power and is not the least bit hesitant to use it.
Well, sir, we know that they had given the nod to Bill Clinton in 1992 when he first became the President of the United States. He attended a Bilderberger meeting. Do you know if he's attended any other meetings besides that one where he was knighted or chosen to become President?
The year before he was elected President, he attended a Bilderberg meeting in Germany. As President, he may have attended unobserved. But no president of the United States could attend. They always have the Secretary of Defense, Treasury, State Department, and somebody from the White House attending to receive their orders. But every reporter who covers the White House is given a complete schedule for the president every day, even vacation days. Every minute is counted for. It's the size of a paperback book. They'll give you 11:33. Walks to the Rose Garden, 11:34, wipes nose or whatever. So there's no way a President of the United States can attend a Bilderberg meeting, even for just one of the 3 days, or half of one, or just a few hours, without the question being raised, where is the President now? If he's on his bicycle on his ranch in Texas, that's on the schedule. So a President does not dare attend, but somebody from the White House is always there, and of course these major secretaries, cabinet secretaries are there, so they do get their orders.
Well, do you think that
Hillary Clinton attended one meeting in Georgia when they met some years ago. Well, she was the first alleged lady then, and I learned positively she attended Bilderberg. So I got back to Washington Monday. I called the White House to confirm, and I was press secretary, first ladies have their own press secretaries, said, "Oh, absolutely not." And I said, "We don't know where she was on Sunday." I said, "Well, I do know where she was. She was to the immediate Bilderberg, named the resort and the precise location, Lake Lanier, I think it was, outside about 40 miles from Atlanta. I know she was there. I'm perfectly prepared to write. The White House had no idea where she was. The White House did not know. That's what you told me. I'll go with that. You didn't know where she was. Can we call you back?" And they called me back in 15 minutes and said, "Mrs. Clinton did attend the Bilderberg meeting. It took that kind of pressure to make them admit it."
Well, I think you're right on top of so much what's going on. Do you have any idea who they want for the president of the United States will be elected this coming November? Was there any hint of that?
Well, they always own both horses in a two-horse race.
I know.
But I do think they tilt toward Obama because he's a left-wing extremist.
But why would they want a left-wing extremist? I mean, certainly these people, they're not left, they're not right, they're not conservative, not liberal, they're not Republicans.
Obama would be much more friendly toward a world government than McCain. Now, I know that McCain can be criticized for a lot of things. In fact, I'd rather have Ron Paul president of the United States or Bob Barr. On the other hand, Obama is very buoyant so far as being strongly advocating a world government down with nationalism.
Yes, and that was his message over in Germany where he said, I am a citizen of the world. I'm a citizen of the world.
Oh, he did say that, all about world citizenship.
Right. And, of course, what people do not understand is that there is a group, of course, that has their own agenda, who have no loyalty to our country and have no loyalty to God. It's all about power. And, of course, this ultimate dream, the New World Order. Do you have a website or anything of that sort you'd like to get out?
Pardon?
Do you have a website you'd like to announce so people could...
Yes. Bear with me while I try to... I have to look into the newspaper. Well, the website. Lord, I have to pull out the newspaper.
All right, fine. Well, of course, if anybody wants to know, I'd suggest they go over the internet and Google in World find America Free Press.
AmericaFreePress.net.
That'll take you in there. AmericaFreePress.net. We'll be right back in a moment to wind up today's program.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Rhonda Burns. Jim, you're not there?
I'm still here.
Okay, right. You've got 2 minutes to wrap up the program. Go ahead.
You get, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say in 2 minutes. But
well, you can say whatever you want to. It's your 2 minutes.
Okay.
But it's only about a minute and a half right now.
Okay. Bilderberg is an evil organization composed of power-hungry internationalists who have no loyalty to the United States or their own home country, as Lady Thatcher said. Most Americans are nationalists. If Americans knew about Bilderberg, they'd be so outraged Bilderberg would be destroyed. So our mission is to educate Americans on Bilderberg because most do not know, never heard the word Bilderberg, as I've not heard for the first 40-some years of my life, even though I've been with major daily newspapers. So our mission as patriots is to educate Americans on Bilderberg. There will be so much outrage the Bilderberg program of world government and surrender your the sovereignty of your nation is defeated, and we can win.
Amen to that. I'm certainly agreeing to that. And our job is to do our best to get the people out there to learn. And the nice thing to know is that an awful lot of people out all across America are listening not only to this program or other programs, but to other people who have a very, very similar message. And I know you certainly get a lot of calls in your time to do radio programs, Jim, but I really appreciate you coming on with us. It's been a fascinating time and look forward to talking to you again in the not-too-distant future.
Very good, and thank you for having me.
God bless. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, fine. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Jim Tucker, and we do carry a book with him, by him, and it's called Bilderberger Diaries, fascinating book. And then we carry another book by Daniel Estulin called The Bilderbergers. We carry the little book that Phyllis Schlafly wrote back in 1964 called A Choice, Not an Echo, and it goes into the background of the Bilderberger Group. And, of course, it's hard to get, but we still have some copies, and we would just as soon you had them. They were sitting in a box there. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set on the Bilderberg. And we have a DVD on the Bilderbergers, and, of course, it's Endgame, put out by Alex Jones. You need to get the information. You need to get it to others. And, of course, you would doubt that these things exist. Fortunately, we do have the Internet today. You can go up there, get all sorts of information about the Bilderbergers, and understand there really are secret groups. The Bilderbergers is not the only group, but it is probably one of the leading groups and one of the more important groups. But it, of course, involves Americans, the people in Sydney. And this year, there was Condoleezza Rice and Madeleine Albright and the Gates, the Secretary of Defense, and of course this, and other key people from our government are there, of course, getting their orders. They don't express their opinions. They get orders on what they're to do in the future, because believe me, there is a wealthy elite out there. For instance, I don't know how many of you have seen the latest Rambo film. If you haven't seen it, let me suggest it, because it deals with Burma, what's going on in Burma, and who's keeping the Burmese, the ruthless tyrant, murderer, torturers in power? Why, Chevron Oil. And, of course, what's that got to do with anything? Why, very simply, there was a Chevron tanker. It was known as the Condoleezza Rice, and it used to ply in and out of Angola up until Condoleezza became the National Security Advisor, because Condoleezza was on the board of directors of Chevron Oil, and that's why we're not really trying to get the government of Burma out. They're good for business. They're good for Chevron. They're good for the profits and good for the people who are tied into Chevron Oil and Exxon and of course, the cabal that controls the world oil supply and is taking their orders and are actually lowering the price of oil, as was ordered by the Bilderberger meetings that was held in Virginia in June of this year. Well, then, because we have another excellent DVD, it's called Endgame. It's put out by Alex Jones, and we think he's done an excellent job. That's the Endgame DVD. So we have a four-tape set. We have two books. We have, and you get four-tape and four CD sets. You can get the CDs if you'd like to, and then the DVD. Now we also have certainly DVDs on the Bohemian Grove, which is another covert organization. We've got four tapes. I'm sorry. We have a DVD and a four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. We have a four-tape set on the Skull and Bones, which is a secret society to which both John Kerry and George Bush belonged. They only take in 15 members a year. Isn't it amazing in a country of over 300 million that all they could find to run for the president in the year 2004 was two members of the same secret society that was so secret that when Tim Russert dared to ask about them on television, both candidates said, "It's so secret, we can't discuss it." What is so secret? Well, of course, you get our material. You'll understand why, of course, they do not want people to understand the Luciferian foundation of Skull and Bones, to which our president is still a loyal and dedicated member. And maybe that explains why we went along with the attack on Afghanistan, where we didn't go there to get Osama bin Laden. We never tried to get him. And why, of course, he went into Iraq, and why I fear, of course, they're going to into Iran and plunge the world into a holocaust. Well, then, of course, and the other thing is, of course, that we have been actually transferring nuclear technology and equipment to Pakistan. That's been sending it to Iran and Libya and, of course, North Korea. And if you can get the Inspector General's report, we actually have copies of it here, Radio Liberty, put out either by the Justice Department or the FBI. It's on Sybil Edmonds who tried to break the story of the fact that the State Department was transferring and allowing the transfer of material nuclear material and information in preparation for the coming war. It's fascinating to read it.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.